Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Remember the Hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Knight featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shy Knights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits.
The Shy Knights were a force to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shy Knights' home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shy Knights Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shy Knights Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shy Knights at The Shy Knights Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
J. Elliot Howard is a husband, father, visionary, with two books of poetry adding to his legacy. As an entrepreneur, he has a gift to enlighten the masses with radio shows and businesses bringing financial awareness. He practices business in most zip codes, and he's available to accommodate most schedules. J. Elliot Howard, a man you need to know. Visit him online and send him a note. J. Elliot Howard Sr. at gmail.com. His business email, elliot.howard@wslife.com, and on social media, Instagram and Twitter, J. Elliot Howard. For his poetic side, be sure to visit rewrittenlives.com. Welcome live on A Book Is Born by Gumbel for the Soul International on Tribe Family Channel. This is season 5, episode 7, and this is the season finale airing this evening. Our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring rich content and relatable dialogue for your listening and reading pleasure. So grab a good seat and prepare to feast as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You won't leave hungry. This evening, our guest speaker is author Justin Brown to discuss his literary journey and the 411 on where to grab a copy of his Page Turner when it drops. You can join the show by calling 515-605-9351, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. A Book Is Born by Gumbo for the Soul on Tribe Family Channel is created, owned, and operated by yours truly, Beverly Black. And it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be here this evening. Now, I'm reading from Mr. Brown's author page about.me/author Justin Brown. And he says, hello and welcome to my author's page. I'm so excited about the drop of my debut book titled Shattered Bones, coming out September 2022. Get ready to laugh, cry, and go on an emotional high as I weave you in and around the lives of my characters and the ties that bind or break a relationship. Is there any saving grace? Find out for yourself. Now available to pre-order a numbered and signed copy from Justin Brown personally. There will only be 100 copies signed. He'd be very honored if you ordered just $24.95, including shipping and handling in the U.S. Via Cash App, you can send that amount to $BlackHammer13 or via Venmo, Justin-JB-Brown. He will also send you an invoice or a Zelle request if you email justinnoelbrown@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel, the author of Shattered Bones, Mr. Justin Brown. Good evening, Mr. Brown. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. It's an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to have you here live on Tribe Family Channel. And I want to, again, thank you for taking out the time to tell us about your writing journey. So welcome to A Book Is Born. What motivated you to become an author?
Let me see. I love to write, especially when it came to music. And I figured what better way to get out my emotions and feelings as well as other people's stories combined. You know, it makes it easier to just write a book. And since I'm good at writing and getting my emotions out, I just figured, hey, why not, you know?
Right. All right. Yeah. All right. Are there any other writers in your family?
No, there aren't. My brother makes movies as well, so I'm pretty sure he does his own little screenwriting.
Well, awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, okay, okay. Now, I understand this will be your debut title dropping in September 2022. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Can't wait.
You know, that time is going to fly by. I always encourage authors, because I'm a publisher, for those of you listening, Gumbo for the Soul Publications via GumboForTheSoulInternational.com is my home on the web, and Tribe Family Channel is the platform that I created to continue the voice of the books that came out of our publications. But in the meantime, while you're proofing and preparing for that drop, there is like so much that can be utilized with that time in terms of marketing and positioning and leveraging your audience. And so how important to you is it to engage your readers, to position that audience, to prime them and get them ready for what's coming?
It's definitely important to me because it allows me the opportunity to let them know that, you know, basically what my book is about, let them know the time it took to write the book, let them know that it's not just my emotions, but it's other people's information and emotions as well. No character in the book actually is about one single person, but it's about multiple problems and situations that I've came across, including my own, and combining everything into one. So when I try to prep everything and get everything ready to go, it means a lot to me. And it's more than just, you know, just trying to do it just for the fun of it. You know, it's more along the lines of it makes me happy and it makes me really excited to actually let others read this book and let others see exactly what's going on as far as what the book really means. So I love to sit there and give little brief pieces to it, as well as even a chapter sneak peek to it, just so that they can understand, and basically just get a guidance to it. You know, like, yeah, just get a guidance to it.
Well, it sounds like you definitely want them to share your insights and be able to relate to life's circumstances and different scenarios that one may find themselves in during a relationship or a marriage or a breakup or building a family or, you know, just the things that we as people face in life. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking to Mr. Justin Brown, author of Shattered Bones, and it will be dropping September 2022. And we are looking forward to being able to just really delve inside the pages. And because it's also a sneak peek into, you know, your mind and how you have captured these different scenarios and in, you know, your life's journey. And like you said, it's not just about you or the people and those things that I'm sure we all will find something that we can relate too. So I'm glad you take it very serious about engaging your readers. And besides, say, your own experiences, do you look at, or your, you know, acquaintances, life situations, do you look outside of any of those areas for any content to come up with ideas for your book? Like workplace or travel, vacation, geographics? Are there any elements of your book that reveals, like, you know, the landscape? Is it written in a certain area? Or how does that play out?
Actually everything goes into play. From location where it's set, where the whole place is set up at is actually Oakland, California. I've put in information as far as for traveling. Like I said, things at work. It could be things, you know, when I'm walking down the street or driving, things that just might enter my mind, you know, a lot of thoughts. So I think everything that I come in contact with gives me the inspiration to write and put different parts into the story, which I love about that. Which I love that, because it's not just like some people come up with stories where it's just off the wall. That can't be true. I mean, how is that? But when I see it and I understand what's going on, or I see the emotions on people's faces, I can play that back in my head, and then I can write that down as far as how this person might have been feeling, what they explained, how they might have been feeling. I can put that on pages and give the reader a more in-depth look at the emotional value of a situation, whether it's marriage or it's lust or it's anything of that sort. Being able to be exposed to, you know, the, like, maybe like being in a poor community or being in a upper class community, things of that sort, all of that plays a part into my characters, where they came from. And yes, I really do find the traveling and find that everything that I come in contact with, as I said before, playing a part in the book in general.
All right, all right. Well, I've lived in Oakland, California, and, you know, our show is broadcast globally. So for any of our listeners that have not visited the United States, Oakland, California is located about maybe 40 minutes from San Francisco across the Bay Bridge, right? And it is beautiful. A lot of arts come out of Oakland, a lot of history. There's a beautiful Lake Merritt. There's the beautiful historic Paramount Theater. You can go through the tube, the Alameda Tunnel, and go to Alameda College. There's a naval base off of Pogee Avenue in Alameda, right when you come out of that tube. I know me some Oakland, California now, so I can't wait to read this book.
Yeah.
With the wrong one. Wow, that's interesting. I'm glad I asked you that question, because that just kind of, you know, it really goes, your answer also goes really back to what I asked you when I asked you, was it important to engage your readers? You kind of, your answering that question still because of what you just said, and that really, you see how I got all off into it? So that really does engage your readers, the relatability piece, like you were saying, for example, when someone writes something and you say, oh, no, that can't be true, you know, because you can't relate to the reality of something going down like that. But if you say, you know, I was jogging Lake Merritt, you know, out there with my father one day like I was, and I didn't know whether to turn around and go back or keep going. So I kept going. That's real, because once you get out there jogging Lake Mary, you better just keep on going. But Oakland is a beautiful place. Yeah, Oakland is a very beautiful place. A lot of different artists and singers that have contributed to the landscape are from Oakland, including, I know, yourself being a singer, artist, musician, writer. There's another element to Mr. Justin Brown. You also, don't be fooled or twisted by, you know, Shattered Bones dropping September 2022, because he has songs all out there viral on YouTube. So all you have to do is look them up. You'll see his Silver and Black JB logo. Oh, okay, I get it now. Silver and Black, Oakland. Okay, okay, all right, okay. Well, let's get back to the interview. Let's get back to the interview. And shout out to all the Browns over there. You know, I appreciate you doing the interview, doing what would probably be family time. It's in the evening and what have you. So I appreciate the sacrifice, you know, from a family standpoint, too. Now, are you self-publishing? Are you represented by a literary agent, going through a publishing house, or how did you set upon your publishing journey to get the ball rolling? Because other people always want to know how others did it.
Let me see, I was self-publishing, but then also I was going through Book Baby as well. I know that there's many other locations you can, you know, publish your books at. I found it kind of difficult to try and find the right location, because I want my book to go worldwide. You know, I would love to see it. My biggest thing is I would love to sit there and walk into Barnes & Nobles and be like, oh, look, my book, hey, you know. that would be something crazy to see. But definitely,
yeah.
I want to get it out there, whether it's the United States, the UK, anywhere, because as I stated in our previous interview, everyone goes through a situation. A lot of times the same thing, the same emotions. It might be a little different as far as story-wise about how it came about, but I'm pretty sure there's someone in this world that's gone through something in that book that can probably find a way out.
Mm-hmm. Now, that again goes back to that relatability piece. And, you know, I feel like that's the common denominator to what you're gifting the world with in terms of Shattered Bones. And
yes.
The fact that, because life is the same the world over. People want to live, love, and, you know, have a life of liberty. And then the road to that can be cumbersome and difficult depending on where on this earth you were born and the dynamics therein. But there is still a commonality so strong among the human race that even in our diverse cultural and language and ethnic backgrounds, we still can understand relationships and building relationships, what can break a relationship,
exactly.
What can bring a relationship back to its, from its knees to a standing position, what can,
yes,
you
yes.
know, put you back on a path of solid ground and unity. There are just so many different dynamics that you can dig down into and break down about relationships that, like you said, by you wanting your book to go worldwide, everybody all over the world would be able to relate to your book.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone can relate to love, life, and relationships, family, and the ties that bind therein. And so now
exactly.
We have the title is Shattered Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give us a brief excerpt?
Yeah. So basically, it's more along the lines of, you know, the relationships between a few married couples in there and someone that's not married. But there comes conflict within each of their lives. And I combine each chapter to a certain life. And at the same time, I combine all the lives together. So it's pictured as like a Tyler Perry movie mixed with a Zane book. So it has, sexuality in there. It has the drama. It has the chaotic situations. It has the love in it. I mean, there's so many different emotions. Like, it's gonna,
mm-hmm.
it should blow your mind. I should just say that. It should give you something definite to think about.
Well, and that's what we go for. We go for sparking the brain and igniting the senses. You know, if it's just going to lull you, well, that's a bedtime story. See, you be asleep before you finish reading it, but that's not
exactly,
what this
yeah.
is. That's not what this is. Well, I can appreciate the excitement of I met Zane at a book fair, but I can appreciate the excitement of both Zane and Tyler Perry. Yeah, this was years ago. In fact, this was like in 2000, maybe six. I was fresh out with my first book. And that's why this show is called A Book is Born. We labor. It is a labor of love. It is part of ourselves. We are birthing something from within. And when you mention the emotions of how this means so much to you and you really liking the witness of observing people and their emotions and reactions to what you've written. And I can purely understand that as a writer, you do want to see the impact of your words and whether it ignites, you know, the senses, whether it creates avenues for someone else to find their path, you know, so, and someone may read your book and, you know, say, well, hey, why don't we try that? Why haven't we ever gone to, you know, I haven't read any excerpts, but if you're dealing with love and relationships and breaking up and getting back together, it has to include some counseling or therapy or talking to somebody else outside yourself in that situation. And if it does, then who's to say that that book won't spark someone else to start suggesting what they're reading in the book, even though, you know, you can read a book and like you're telling us that, hey, this has examples of your life and those that, you know, is it nonfiction, biographical, in a sense, or would you say romance? Because, you know, I'm trying to get the genre.
It's a mixture. I mean, it's fictional characters, of course, but it's non-fictional.
Okay.
As far as, like...
Circumstances.
Yeah, circumstances, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So you use real-life circumstances with fictional characters to portray... life, because art mirrors life.
Exactly, yes.
Ooh, I know this book is going to be a doozy, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to A Book Is Born. My guest is author Justin Brown. His book, Shattered Bones, is dropping September 2022. He is getting it ready for us. You need to go to his author page at about.me/author Justin Brown and get the 411 on where you can pre-order. He is only signing the first 100 copies hot off the press. So if you don't get that signed copy, you will have to wait until you can catch him at a book signing near you, perhaps Marcus Books in Oakland, California, Leimert Park, somewhere, you never know. But I'm sure when that book drops, he's going to be ready to do some traveling, and we hope that we will all be able to anticipate that hot page turner. So now, let me ask you another question off my list here. What piece of advice would you give an aspiring or first-time writer, knowing that you are right in the thick of, like you were just saying, it's hard, you know, and we had the conversation before when I talked about when people go to, you know, the computer and look up publisher. You know, you got 11,000 pages of who's a publisher that comes up. I know, because I've been at this for a long time. But since you are right at the forefront of dropping your first book, what piece of advice would you give somebody that's right behind you, coming up for the first time too, where maybe if you've, you know, had anything that you would do a different way yet, or if it's too fresh, you know, we can always revisit after the book drops and find out what's the 411. But if there's anything that you would tell someone that's aspiring to do what you're doing, what would that be?
First, don't be afraid of everything that you have in your mind onto a page, because you never know what's going to inspire you to write more and write deeper. As far as even maneuvering through the process, it's all a learning experience, but it's also good to ask questions to people that have done it before, that's been there before. Don't ever be afraid to ask questions, because that's how people get better. For example, if you do music and, you know, like I did music, every time I met someone that's made it, I've asked them a question, how to do this, how to do that. Like, be intrigued and listen to what they're saying and try to not just mirror what they're doing, because you're never going to get exactly how they do it. But I would say mirror it, but twist it in your own way to make it something new. And the same thing goes around with the books. Like, there's different ways you can promote your book. There's different ways you can search for ways to get your book out. Oftentimes, you might even need to ask your friends or your family members, hey, I have this idea. What do you think about this? Because honestly, if they really care about you, they can give you the straight answer even if you don't like it. And a lot of times, once you come down from, oh, they said this, they said that, I don't like it, you're actually going to sit there and think like, well, maybe they're right. You know, so always be available to ask questions. Always be ready to have an open mind about every process of the book writing.
All right, all right, all right. Now, I have asked this question of writers that have already dropped their book and have had a review. And the question is, have you written anything that you yourself considered mediocre? One of the questions was like, okay, for previously published authors, that the reason why I bring up mediocre is whether or not they've ever received a less than average review. So since your book hasn't dropped yet, we're not going to worry about the reviews. I'm sure they're going to be through the roof, 4 and 5 stars, because that's what we aim for. We aim for 5. And if we settle for 4, that's a good place to be, because there's nothing wrong with 4 stars. You understand me? But I remember, now my first book was a 5-star review. My second one, I think it was like a 3.5, I want to say. And by the third one, I think it was a 3. And I was like, hold the horses. Okay. No, y'all really got me twisted. This is Gumbo for the Soul over here, and I'm talking about health and wellness. So that taught me, because my book was being reviewed by someone that was used to reviewing fiction, and you know, back then it was street lit, urban lit, and a lot of that. So here I come with Gumbo for the Soul. I don't publish fiction at all. I will publish fiction writers, but I do not publish fiction. There's no fiction allowed in the anthologies that we do publish. There's just like you said, you have characters, but you're writing about examples that you've seen in life. So art does mirror life, and I do get why fiction can open your mind if someone is going in different directions and angles with their writings, because my spirit sister, oh my goodness, she changed my mind when it came to fiction. So I will read it. And I don't use that loosely, because I don't really read fiction. I read black history. I read nonfiction. I read a memoir, real life. So she wrote a trilogy, rest her soul, and that trilogy mirrored real life so much. It had me laughing. It had me crying. It had me wanting to fight the villain in the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Jealousy, lies, and secrets. You know, it was just a woo, Lord. And so, and I'm talking about page turners, right, where I flew through the first one. You know, and I flew through the first one, and then I said, oh, I better slow down, because if I outpace her from sending me the next one, I'm going to be out of, you know, I'm going to be out of something to read in terms of what she's bringing. And so, but art mirrors life. And when I got the mediocre review, I was not happy about that. I'm going to keep it real, okay, because the fact that we're highlighting health is not a mediocre situation. And so have you written anything that you yourself consider mediocre, where you were like, this doesn't pass your review test?
All the time. I'm always hard on myself about everything. I'd say, let me put it this way. I was watching a little thing on TV about, you know, Will Smith. He had his last little interview. And I'm pretty sure, I can't say word by word, you know, verbatim, but he was saying that a lot of times we sit there and we want perfection. And it's never going to be enough. I even though the book is done, I could still think of it ways I can change this and make it this way and make it that way as far as perfection-wise. But if I do that, then I'm going to take away and change up the whole story. I'm going to change up the whole feeling. So instead, I was like, let me just add whatever I have into the next book, which I'm already writing now. To answer your question, even with music, I'm never fully satisfied with the way I do things. I always want it to be perfected. I want to reach perfection. I want everyone to just love it, no matter what. And there are many times I'm like, this isn't going to go. This can't go. I know this can't go. This can't be right. I got to change it. So there'll be times when you do write that you're going to feel that way, which is why it's always good to have one or two people that know you but don't know your work that you can trust to give you the right answers to, is this good? Is this bad? Is this, you know, what should I change? What should I not change? Because you're always going to be your own worst critic. And I learned that through everything I've done, music and everything. You're always going to be your own worst critic. People can say, oh, that was the best. But even then you can be like, it was all right. I don't think it was the best. I could have done better, you know?
Mm.
Kind of weird, stupid circle.
Well, no, there's nothing weird about it. Truth be told, I really appreciate your answer. And what I appreciate so much about your answer, especially with this being your freshman book drop, is the fact that you said, like, you're going to have to do this over. You're going to have to. And one thing, my business partner, Bruce George, he is the creator of HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. He brought to my attention, he says, because we're quotologists, we engineer words into quotes and bring meaning to certain facts of life, right? But he always says you have to be willing to kill your baby, you know, as far as what you've written, as far as the quote, as far as if that doesn't resonate, you have to be willing to rewrite. Like you were saying, you do have to be willing to expose yourself to a certain amount of transparency. People that know you. Or people that they don't have to know you, they can be in the business and offer some sort of guidance and understanding. Say, for instance, focus groups. I have an associate who, when she, I was very proud of how she approached her first book, and she would have, you know, her girlfriends come together and they'd have their meetings and readings, and, you know, I was like, oh, you real deep with it, you know, and here I'm over here reading just submissions after submissions, backpack loaded with letters, mailbox full, because it's anthologies, right? So when it came down to writing my memoir, you know, I was able to, like, just really, really delve down into self. Just this, now this one depends on just me, you know. But you do have to be willing to take feedback. Constructive criticism doesn't mean it's always true. Eat the meat and throw away the bones. So tell us about your writing and singing side. What's that about? Who are you in that regard?
Man, Writing and singing. Let me say, I mean, like in the last interview, you know, I grew up listening to R&B. My dad definitely blasted R&B all the time. And I sang in the choir at church and stuff. But I just always fell in love with R&B because it just, certain songs, they hit you. You know, whether it's the love part of it, like, as we talked about, or sadness or anger, and that's what really sparked me to start writing, because I've dealt with so many issues from exes and just seeing people's facial expressions and anger and listening to people and basically being a therapist to them also. So when you're a therapist to someone else, it actually can be fuel for what you want to produce out as far as writing. So I really use that as a basis to my writings. Like you said, you have to kill the baby sometimes. So yeah, I might write a whole song and be like, wait, does it even make sense? And then I have to go back and change a whole lot of stuff to make it make sense. To make it so that
or
way.
Or to make it make
it
sense
inside.
To someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
so
you understood
you feel,
it when you wrote it.
Yeah, but they may not understand. They might be like, what are you talking about? And then when you change the wording and you express it differently, they're like, oh, wow, this is something differently. Like, this hits you really different.
I think one of my songs
I loved was called Take My Hand, and the hook goes, girl, just take my hand. I'm trying to be your man. See, they don't understand how it feels to fall in love over and over again. So basically the song was about messing up so many times that your friends and everybody else telling you, don't do it, don't talk to the person, don't be with the person no more. But you in the relationship has the understanding, like, I know he's not like this, I know this person can change, I just want to spark that change in the person and to basically leave everybody out of your relationship. Because a lot of people want to dive into your relationship and give their opinion, but they don't understand what's going on behind the scenes. They don't understand where it's all coming from, which could be childhood issues from way back when that only your spouse or your person you're with knows about, you know. So that's what it's basically the song is about, and that's what I mean, like, there's certain things that happen in my life and happen in other people's lives that they express to me, like, this is really deep, and if you listen to certain lyrics and songs, it can really be deep, and it really can mean something to you and hit that nerve, like, man, I went through this before. I remember feeling that way before. I remember feeling how it was to love the first time and keep loving the person even though they kept messing up. How can we change it? How can we make it work? What is love really about? Things like that.
And these are the things that spark the emotions of people, the commonalities, the common denominators, the global message. Again, everyone wants to live love and have a life of liberty where they can thrive and, you know, love their family. And so anything that impedes that, excuse me, or, you know, like, people play games. So where there's people, you can best believe there's going to be, you know, jealousy, lies, secret, lust, games, emotions, drama. And so life is really about weeding out all of the negative elements of whatever it is anyone would be trying to build upon, be it relationship, love, family, business, you know, new things on the horizon that they're anticipating. People have a change in life. People think about things that they want to do in life, and sometimes they don't take that leap. They don't have the support systems and what have you. So I think that life can be a lot better when people read such books as yours, Shattered Bones, and get perspectives that have helped others such as yourself and those that you are writing about that have been able to come out and manifest a life of love and liberty. And like you said, writing makes you happy. So this is also the pursuit The pursuit is about happiness. So now, in your pursuit, as we get ready to wind down this show, what's on the horizon for you? How's the process coming along? And September 2022, it's going to get here real fast. So do you have any plans, or are you kind of waiting until we see what's going on pandemic-wise, everything opening up, or are you planning on having like something virtual where you do like a book signing or a book, book drop party virtually, or something on location where you do a book signing? So what's on the horizon, trying to get a feel for September 2022?
I thought about a book signing virtual, but I'm more of a, like, I like to be around people. I like to see their natural emotion, like not over a screen. So I'm thinking of doing something where it's a small but successful book signing location. I'm looking up locations now, and I would definitely love to go to different cities and travel, especially with my wife, to travel to locations where I can sit there and sign the books and see how people really feel about the book, you know, and see if they can relate to it. That would be my next thing, because right now the process is going well as far as getting, make sure the book is ready for September for that release. And if it does come earlier, I might do a special giveaway where it's someone gets a free book if they answer a question about me. I mean, something simple, you know, something that you can look on Google or anything to find out. Yeah, that would be my next little venture. I'm still trying to plan that out. But I think that would be it.
Well, I want to thank you for taking out the time to bless us with your presence and for telling us about your book journey, your writing journey, and Shattered Bones. We're looking forward to your book drop September 2022. Author Justin Brown, Shattered Bones, ladies and gentlemen. And again, you can go to his author's page at about.me/author Justin Brown. And how else can people connect with you directly, especially if they want to pre-order their numbered and signed autographed copy, Justin?
You can definitely go to my email, justinnoelbrown@gmail.com. You can purchase a lot of the books from through Cash App, as well as through Venmo. And then basically if you send me the information saying, okay, this is my order number, and then I can get further information for you so I can send the book out as soon as it gets here and the signed copies.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So, ladies and gentlemen, hit Justin Brown up. Order your copy of Shattered Bones. Pre-order that copy, and once he sees that you have ordered, he will reach out to you by way of the information you leave on that order so that he can add you to the growing list. So be sure you get it in, because that list is growing. I've been seeing a lot of interaction on my social media pages, and so I definitely want to encourage all of you to connect with author Justin Brown, author of Shattered Bones. And thank you so much once again for being here on A Book Is Born. This is our season finale. As I said earlier, I am a publisher. I am the creator of Gumble for the Soul Publications. We are anticipating the drop of Women of Honor 2. It is about women's health and wellness, focusing on breast cancers and different cancers that affect women. Dave Chappelle's mother wrote the foreword, Dr. Yvonne Sion. And we also have Men of Honor. It is also the second installment. These are calls for submissions, ladies and gentlemen. So you can also submit to these books and divulge to us a man or a woman that has made a difference in your life, a man or woman of honor. Also, we have suicide is not the answer. We want to be encouraging. We want to offset that 22 service personnel commit suicide per day, and we know that numbers are climbing and growing. People are getting younger and younger, and mental health is a reality. We need to normalize mental health. Everyone deserves a checkup, so check in on somebody. And if you are anyone that has been impacted by suicide, feel free to share with us. It is a safe space. My brother committed suicide. I was 17. He was 20. It took me 41 years to get to the point where I'm at today. So I would love to encourage you to be able to get it out and walk in your healing and become an advocate for others that you want to see make it. And then also we have called to serve. We're honoring police, firemen, paramedics, medical, military, teachers, essential workers, everyone that has given of themselves and have sacrificed their time and their talent to make our lives better. Called to serve. So you can find our publications, our calls for submissions at GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. You can reach out to me at GumboForTheSoulInternational@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook at Facebook.com/TribeFamilyChannel. Twitter at TribeFamilyUS. Again, this is our season finale. I am going on hiatus to make sure these books get out there. And on August 24th, 2022, we will be dropping Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, The Last Man Standing of the Shine Lights. This book is curating Soul School legends that are still with us that I have had the pleasure and the honor of interviewing. And now we are extrapolating these facts and where their origins are in music into a phenomenal paperback book. So stay tuned for more of what's coming down the pipeline from Gumbo for the Soul International. And I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for being a support system, a rock, wind beneath my wings to be able to do this, because I could not have done this without all of you. Justin Brown, thank you also once again. It's been phenomenal, and I appreciate you being on your publishing journey. I can't wait until Shattered Bones hits the book stands. So be blessed and have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you, and thank you for having me on yours.
It's my honor. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Brown, author Justin Brown. Go to his author page, about.me/author Justin Brown, and all of the pre-ordering information will be right there. You will be able to contact him and email, because you know what? You might have some situations in your life that can go into his next book. You never know. So holler at the brother and get his book, Shattered Bones, when it drops 2022. Pre-order and get that autograph, exquisite numbered copy. Now you be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon. Good night, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night. God bless.
Tribe Family Channel.